You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Texas tattoo shop owner Javier Arredondo fires Anthony Turgeon after the 46-year-old botches a tattoo. Turgeon, upset about getting fired, demands his final paycheck immediately and begins knocking items off the counters and shaking the display case. Arredondo tells other employees to leave the building and call police. One of the employees heads back inside to check on things and witnesses Arredondo shoot Turgeon 3 times.
Nancy, Turgeon was pronounced dead on the scene and was found unarmed. Arredondo says that Turgeon did not threaten him in any way, but he was worried that Turgeon would hurt him because of his behavior in the shop. Arredondo loaded the gun before Turgeon arrived in the shop and left it out on the counter next to him.
Javier Arredondo, 42, now charged with murder. 3 co-workers at a Florida Chili's get together after work for a drink. One of the 2 men insults the woman with them, spurring an argument with the second man. The insulter becomes aggressive, using an ashtray to break windows on his friend's cars and hitting the defender repeatedly, who retrieves a handgun and shoots the insulter in both legs to subdue him. The man is rushed to the hospital and refuses to cooperate because he says he's not a, quote, snitch. The shooter, who tells cops he shot the victim in the legs because he didn't want to kill him, now charged with ag assault. Remember, everybody, sticks and stones may break my bones, and words do not amount to aggravated assault, but shooting does. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Prosecutors say that a Colorado man charged with killing 10 people at a Boulder supermarket in 2021 is mentally competent to continue to trial. This raising the chance that criminal proceedings that have been stalled for over a year and a half might resume shortly. For the latest, we turn to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
In a court petition, Colorado prosecutors reveal that experts at the state mental institution stated in their most recent report that they now believe Ahmad Al-Aliwi Alisa is competent since he takes his medication on a continuous basis, including a new unidentified drug. However, the statement goes on to say they believe his competency is tenuous and advise Alisa, who has schizophrenia, to continue mental therapy and drugs in order to be competent. As a result, prosecutors requested Judge Ingrid Bakey to keep Alisa at the Colorado Mental Health Institute in Pueblo rather than returning him to the Boulder Jail, which cannot provide the same degree of care. They claim he can be transported to and from court hearings in Boulder, which is 140 miles away. Alisa is charged with murder and several attempted murder charges for putting 26 other people's lives at risk. He has not yet been summoned to make a plea, and his attorneys have not responded to the claims.
Alisa's defense attorney stated earlier this year that he suffers from schizophrenia, a mental disease that causes people to have difficulty recognizing reality. Authorities say that the BTK serial killer has been declared the prime suspect in 2 unsolved homicides, one in Oklahoma and one in Missouri, prompting detectives to dig near his former Kansas residence in Park City this week. Undersheriff Gary Upton of Osage County, Oklahoma, told our friends with the Associated Press that the inquiry into whether Dennis Rader was responsible for other crimes began last year with a reexamination of the 1976 disappearance of Cynthia Kinney, a 16-year-old cheerleader in Pawhuska. The case, which has been probed off and on over the years, was restarted in December. Rader murdered from 1974 through 1991, earning himself the moniker BTK, Bind, Torture, and Kill. South Carolina's newly all-male Supreme Court has shifted its stance on abortion, upholding a legislation that prohibits most abortions except in the first few weeks of pregnancy. Once again, Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
The deterioration of legal abortion access in the United States South continues after South Carolina state legislatures replaced the court's lone female justice, Justice Kay Hearn, who reached the state's mandatory retirement age. The 4-1 decision differs from the court's prior decision, which struck down a similar prohibition enacted by the Republican-led legislature in 2021. The most recent prohibition goes into effect immediately. Justice John Kittredge, writing for the new majority, acknowledged that the 2023 law also violates, quote, a woman's right to privacy and bodily autonomy, but said the state legislature reasonably determined this time that those interests do not outweigh the interest of the unborn child to live. Kittredge said that we leave for another day a ruling on what the law's language means for when the ban should begin, predicting another lengthy court battle on that point. The lone dissent came from Chief Justice Donald Beatty, who argued that the 2023 law is nearly identical, with definitions for terms like fetal heartbeat and conception that provide no clarity on when the ban begins, potentially exposing doctors to criminal charges if law enforcement disagrees with their expertise.
More court changes are on the way. Beatty will have to retire in 2024, since he too will reach the mandatory retirement age of 72. Kittredge is the sole applicant to succeed him. Next year, the legislature is expected to confirm Kittredge and appoint another new justice.
Alicia Watts frequently makes a two-hour drive to Charlotte, North Carolina to visit her boyfriend, friends, family. She arrives on Friday, last seen leaving boyfriend James Dunmore's home Sunday. Watts' family reports her missing the following Wednesday. Then cops realize they impounded her car. The day before, cops find the boyfriend, Dunmore, sitting in her car. He says he's taking a nap. 3 hours later, the car is still there, Dunmore found unresponsive, apparently taking pills in a suicide attempt. Alicia's purse found in the car, her cell phone still at Dunmore's home, and 9mm shell casings found in the street outside Dunmore's home. Alicia Watts now missing over a month. If you have info on Alicia's disappearance, call Charlotte Mecklenburg PD 704-334-1600. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.